Good afternoon. Here is the regional news presented by Elizabeth Mbombone Agbo. In our top stories, all is apparently set in the Adamawa region, just like in other parts of the country, in less than 24 hours to the 59th edition of the Youth Day. Today, February 10, is being observed as the World Epilepsy Day. Medics in the far north region are leaving no stone unturned to educate the population on how to get rid of this disease. In the meantime, the Mbororo community in the Lomangerem division of the East region have been abreast on the rights and other legal aspects of the minority group. Those were our lead stories, and now the regional news in greater details. As February 11 approaches, the youth of Ngaoundere 3 are preparing for a spectacular Youth Day celebration. After four detailed preparatory meetings, various delegations are expressing their readiness for an unforgettable event showcasing the vibrancy and unity of Cameroon's youth during the general rehearsals ahead of the Youth Day. Ellis Waji Banya reports.
In an innovative twist this year, the Youth Day celebrations in Ngaoundere will feature a square of living together, a space where youths from all corners of Cameroon will proudly wear outfits representing their respective cultural zones. This colorful display is set to highlight the country's rich diversity, with each zone bringing its unique traditions to the forefront. During the general rehearsal, held ahead of the big day, students from various schools and associations took part in a series of drills, demonstrating their patriotism through spirited performances and national songs. The enthusiasm was palpable, with each group eager to contribute to the event's success. The rehearsal was not only about showcasing talent and pride, it also served as an opportunity for leaders to address minor issues. There were last-minute corrections on the alignment and attention to detail, ensuring that the youth will march in perfect formation on Youth Day. Of particular importance was the emphasis on the outfits. Students were reminded by the Adamawa Delegate of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Nini Pa, that their attire should reflect the best of Cameroon's heritage. With these final touches in place, the stage is set for a memorable celebration in Ngaoundere 3, where Cameroon's youth will shine as a united force on February 11. Ellis Waji Banya, CRTV News, Ngaoundere.
And from the Adamawa, we take you to the North region, where youth in that locality are expressing their own understanding of this year's theme of the 59th Youth Day, which is youth maturity and responsibility for the consolidation of peace, security, economic growth, and the democratic process. To many, the youth have to grab opportunities offered by e-commerce and other sectors so as to contribute in their own way to socioeconomic growth. Maimuna Njoya tells us more.
This year's theme of the 59th Youth Day, which focuses on maturity and responsibility, pertains to the contribution of youth to nation building, entrepreneurship, empowerment, and sustainable development, issues which are at the center of attention in the North region.
Youth can create employment for themselves. We are not all obliged to be in offices. We can create employment, like selling things, for example. There is e-commerce. There are so many types of auto-employment that youth can do. We all know that states cannot do everything for youths. So we youths, we have to try and to auto-employ ourselves.
Contributing to economic growth also requires that youth create opportunities for themselves without solely relying on existing offers. Professor Rukatu Abubakar, Dean of the Faculty of Economic Sciences and Management of the University of Garoua, says graduates or university students have to develop the spirit of entrepreneurship.
The youth should also try themselves to find out what can be suitable for our society, how they can implement new ideas, new opportunities to develop our region.
The Youth Day celebration in the North region is definitely going to be an opportunity to reflect on the path covered by youth and the way forward. From the North Regional Station in Garoua, Maimuna Joya for the regional news.
In the meantime, the Southwest region is Youth in the Southwest region have been told that in order to make suitable career choices for a brighter future, they have to be serious, focused and determined. This was during a career workshop organized at a called Sonora in Limbe subdivision as part of activities to celebrate this year's Youth Day. Lucia Agbo reports.
Most youths in the Southwest region face difficulties in choosing a career path for themselves. Hence, the workshop in Limbe was centered at orientating them on 18 different career fields, such as diplomacy, defense and security forces, amongst others.
I'm Lieutenant Colonel Tapele Omaru, the commander of the training center. We started by presenting the condition to join the army in general and the formal behavior that for being army, you don't need to go to school, it's behind us. Now they need to study because in army we have all specialties.
We are Ben Modika, Station Manager, CRTV Southwest. By waiting for young people who want to get into journalism, to see beyond the beautiful faces on TV, beyond the beautiful voices on radio, and should be able to know about the nitty-gritties and the challenges.
The workshop is to guide them know what they want to become in future.
Ekundime Eko Kingsley, Dean of Studies of Sonora College. They should have a direction in terms of choosing their subjects right from honor level, in terms of choosing the departments they have to go in the university and the professional schools.
Participants attest the knowledge gained from the workshop has enabled them make suitable career choices.
As of Obang Israel, the workshop is good. I went in for 3 workshops, but I mostly focused on the engineers and they kind of briefed us on various fields on how to become an engineer.
The 12th edition of the career workshop, which is part of activities to celebrate Youth Day, intends to build responsible and mature youths in the region. Lucia Agbo for the regional news in Mboya.
We continue our ride to the East region, where members of the Mbororo community in the Lomangerem division have been schooled on some legal aspects which concerns them. This was during an exchange with ex-students of the 2019 batch of the National School of Administration and Magistracy, ENAM, who were invited by the Lomangerem divisional president of the Mbororo Social and Cultural Development Association, Boskuda. Tala LT completes our story.
How to obtain a driver's license, land documents, and other legal procedures were some key topics ex-students of the Advanced School of Administration and Magistracy 2019 batch lectured members of the Mbororo community in Betwa. Davi Moise Oncha is president of this ex-students association. The Mbororos are striving for emancipation, and we are here to tell them about what the government is doing for them and also the opportunities put at their disposal. This exchange, officials of Mboskuda in the Lomangerem division say, is to enlighten their people and make them more conscious about their rights. Usmanu Ado Harande is Mboskuda president for Lomangerem. The Mbororos are striving for emancipation, and we are here to tell them about what the government is doing for them and also the opportunities put at their disposal. Before this exchange, the team from Yaoundé took part in a sports walk and gala match in Leta. Tala LT, CRTV News, Betwa.
We now take you to Next Door Center Region, where the cultural heritage of the Fangbeti people of the Center Region has been portrayed by a young, talented Cameroonian artist, Patrick Nzana, through painting. According to the young, talented painter in Ikea North, it is another poetic representation of his knowledge on contemporary history. Anno Meko had a chat with him and put together the following report.
With a brush in his hands, Patrick Nzana, 27 years old, devotes his life to reproducing on walls the history of the Beti people of the Center region. For him, culture is the fundamental matrix of development. The art of the genus illustrates, point by point, the sustainability of cultural heritage, which is all that remains when you have lost everything. He materializes feelings and let those who can translate do their part. Apollinaire Amogou is a patriarch.
In reality, it narrates the story of the farm the Tea people came. So we came from Egypt and stayed in the Adamawa region, now converting from Baal to Islam. They wanted to forcibly convert the farm the Tea people to Islam. They were then chased by Usman and Fujo and Adama. They were obliged to cross the Sanaga. It was said they crossed on the backs of snakes in Gangunja.
Through traditional arts, each painting relates a specific story linked to the Beti culture. Patrick Nzana, a painter.
My realizations are not signed. I do not sign them. Why? Because I identify myself with old artists who were not obliged to be at the forefront of the scene.
Specialized in modeling, he also illustrates in the artist's makeup for scenic performances. His skills allows him to express himself freely, to share his vision of the world, that of living a cultural and artistic heritage worthy of the name. Anne Omeko, CRTV Center.
You are listening to the regional news, and as you heard in one of our lead stories, today is being observed as the International Day to Fight Against Epilepsy. Forceful migration orchestrated by the Boko Haram insurgency and limited access to adequate health care have favored the increased number of patients with epilepsy in some divisions in the Far North region, while calling on the population to avoid stigmatizing this category of patients. In the International Day of Epilepsy, medics in Marwa have also been dishing out ways to get rid of this illness at the early stage. Sylvester Temken tells us more.
Epilepsy is a public health concern in some parts of the Far North region, where insecurity posed by Boko Haram and limited access to health care has further compounded the situation.
Dr. Philip Miko, I'm orthopedic surgeon and chief medical officer of the Meskin Baptist Hospital, Marwa. The departments that are concerned by the Boko Haram phenomenon with internally displaced persons and refugees, there are lots of patients with epilepsy due to the lack of medical care.
Given the permanent increase of those affected, medics have also been dishing out tips on issues evolving around the illness.
The symptoms can vary widely. Some people will simply stare blankly for a few seconds. Children in school will have moments they won't hear what the teacher is saying.
The illness can also be cured, according to medics, depending on the stage and other aspects.
It is possible to cure the disease. Most of the time when patients are seen very early, after less than 10 years of treatment, it is possible to finish completely with the disease. But when the treatment is started late, then it is very difficult.
As the Far North region joins the rest of the globe to observe the Epilepsy Day, medics and civil society actors have also enjoined the population to dispel misconceptions and myths that contribute to the stigma surrounding the ailments to ensure those affected have access to same opportunities and rights as everyone else. Marwa, Sylvester Temking, CRTV.
In more news, we take you to the Northwest region, where the haphazard dumping of waste on street corners in the town of Bamenda has been repeatedly frowned at due to environmental and health risk involved, with prospects for more revenue to be allocated for garbage collection and treatment. Environmentalists in the town have tasked local and regional authorities to come up with collaborative projects that would promote sorting, recycling, and the transformation of huge amounts of waste produced in town in order to make it a lucrative business opportunity for the population. Mercy Kosi reports.
Franklin Galim is an environmentalist based in the Northwest who has been advocating for the reduction of plastic waste on the streets of Bamenda. He says through a proper waste management plan, local councils charged with garbage collection can create employment for young people while limiting the dumping of plastic bottles in the streets and waterways.
They need to stop looking at waste as garbage and start supporting local organizations that are working on waste management research and innovations. These organizations can play an instrumental role in transforming municipal trash cash into opportunities and greatly contribute in cleaning the nation, improving health, and promoting the socioeconomic development of the nation. My decentralized plastic waste management systems is a typical example of such an initiative that can end plastic bottle pollution in Cameroon.
To properly contain household waste, another environmentalist specialized in waste management, Dr. Agbotambe, proposes that compost plants be set up in every subdivision to transform biodegradable waste to farm input.
We can come out from inorganic fertilizers and start to produce compost manure, which will give us organic farming, which will reduce the amount of money that is being spent to buy organic fertilizers. It will help as a source of income for the council. It will help to improve agriculture. It will also give jobs to the youth.
There are also proposals for consistent sensitization of the population to master sorting their waste and avoid littering. Mercy Kusi for the Regional News in Bamenda.
And that's the package put together for the Regional News this day, in which you heard that all is apparently set in the Adamawa region, just like in other parts of the country, in less than 24 hours to the 59th edition of the Youth Day celebration. Today, February 10, it's been observed as the International Day in the fight against epilepsy. Medics in the Far North region are leaving no stone unturned to educate the population on how to get rid of this disease in an early stage. In the meantime, the Mbororo community in the Lom and Jerem division of the East region have been abreast on the rights and other legal aspects of a minority group. The Regional News was presented by Elizabeth Mbumbone Agbo.